This podcast is brought to you by SharpFocusMediaAcademy.com.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is The Jinx Podcast.
Shame.
All right, welcome everybody. This episode is not going to be about the Jinx. We are going to talk about the Game of Thrones finale. I'm sure you've heard everyone talk about it, but not with the type of disturbing insight that we will give you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there will be spoilers.
Spoilers are coming.
Doesn't that end, though? Like, isn't the window of spoiler alerts, like, end, like, 24 hours to 48 hours after it's aired?
I just don't think you should ever post anything.
Yeah, because I was flying back from Chicago, and I hopped on Facebook, as one does, and the first thing I see is this girl from grade school, who I wouldn't even know if I bumped into on the street. Her post was, and again, spoiler alert, it was, oh my god, they killed Jon Snow. Oh my god. That was like, and it was like 3 minutes after it had finished. And I'm like,
you son of a bitch.
Why would you do that?
Just defriend her.
I did. Out of spite. It was a spiteful unfriending.
Your Grace.
Tell me.
The men. Many deserted before dawn.
How many?
Nearly half. All the sealed swords with all the horses.
All right, we open up with Stannis finding out about his army leaving. Apparently, they didn't understand the whole burning his daughter alive thing.
Yeah.
They weren't on board with that.
Go figure. I mean, you would think that they'd follow this guy to the grave, and they didn't. But, I mean, you would do the same if, you know, you're working for a company or something. They're like, you know what? Our sales sucked last year. Our quarter was abysmal. Bring up my adorable, slightly deformed daughter. We're going to burn this bitch at the stake.
Here, he finds out his wife killed herself.
You know, I wasn't really too distraught about that. She was kind of, I mean, she was like a, you know, a miserable.
He had the hot redhead witch anyway.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, he could look at it as his wife and daughter were going to get killed in that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sacrifice.
So.
To the red gods.
You know. C'est la vie. What does that mean?
See you later, I think.
You live?
Oh, maybe.
Live as you are or something? Die as, I don't know.
What's the name of that guy that Two-Face Girl was teaching to read and he left, like?
The guy with half the fingers?
Yeah, we should know this.
I'm terrible at remembering any of these people's
names. Oh, Davos. Yeah.
The guy with the beard.
His boy.
Like, nice-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
I wanted him. Did I say nice looking guy? No, nice guy.
Weird.
No, I was hoping he would seek revenge, you know? Not that tall.
Brienne. If we're going to do a podcast, we really should know the name. We should know, like, yeah, the fucking the dude with the sword.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, to let everybody know, we're not good with names, so we're going to be calling people just what they look like.
Yeah.
Which is the way God intended it.
They're counterparts.
Adam Carolla said, if you ever want to, like, know the truth about yourself, you either talk to a little kid who will just be like, you're kind of fat.
Yeah.
Or, like, or cut someone off in traffic, and like they'll just blur down something like, all right, receding hairline.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I never knew that. Thanks. That's where you get the truth. After all that, the guys take the horses. Also, last week, they showed like half of his camp just went up on fire, which
yeah.
I didn't realize that was actually the crazy-ass bastard's son who did that.
Was it?
He's like, I need 20 men. That was him.
Oh.
They like snuck in. And you know what was cool, though? Pretty badass? That horse on fire.
Yeah, it was.
That was awesome.
Stunt horse.
As they're marching pretty much to their death with no horses or anything, and I'm sure they're all pissed about not having horses, I'm sure one of those guys must have been like, that was pretty badass, that horse on fire.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
At least we got to see it, you know?
Yeah, good name for a podcast, Horse on Fire. Or a medical condition about your dong. And the witch bailed, he just found out.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I kind of needed her. I was kind of following her since season one here.
Can't trust a ginger.
No, of course.
Ironically, she's... I don't think that her character has a soul.
Like a ginger, you're saying?
Yeah.
And send out a foraging party immediately. Siege begins at sunrise.
It's not going to be a siege, Your Grace.
Oh, boy.
That is one sad ass. That's like, you know, like a bachelor party.
Yeah, like at 4 in the morning on the way home.
World's worst bachelor party. Yeah, and then unfortunately, they don't even get to storm the next day because Baratheon's army comes out and like circles them.
It's Bolton.
Bolton, not Baratheon?
Yeah, he's a Baratheon.
Oh, right.
It's Michael Bolton.
Tell me how am I supposed to live without you?
And they're like, oh my God, it's the last thing we hear.
One of those guys should have probably been singing the Somebody Kill Me, Please.
I also like how you're like, yeah, so Stannis Baratheon, and he gets circled by the Baratheon army. It's like,
who cares?
We have no business doing this. But that's
so it's the Boltons. Yeah. Whatever, it's that crazy little asshole.
Yeah, who's my favorite character now?
You remind me of him.
I really like that dude.
I can see you doing that to Reek, really enjoying it.
You want to be my Reek?
That's my pickup line. Going to West Hollywood, go to Rage. Yeah. Anyway. Stannis, of course, standing right out in front.
Yep.
Fast forward to a couple moments later, and he's still alive. And the woman, the giant blonde woman, what's her name?
Brienne of Tarth. You can never give a full name on this show without sounding like a complete herb.
Holy shit, it's Bigfoot!
It's... No.
That's a big bitch.
It's
looking at Eddie Griffin and Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
I'm Brienne of Tarth.
Hi, I'm Deuce, biggest lady I've ever seen. And she shows up and she starts giving the little speech.
Yeah. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
The Inigo Montoya.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when she goes to swing,
goes
and
the
you
black.
Hear her go like, ah, it cuts to something else. I think the guy she was with, who said he used to hold Stannis' banner,
mm-hmm.
killed her.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Where was he? He just disappeared? And he just said he was with Stannis for years.
And his name is Podrick Payne, by the way, you bastard.
What's his name?
Podrick. Again, you can't ever sound like you're a fucking gangster and be like, Brienne of Tarth and Podrick Payne. Oh, boy.
Looks like we're done here.
Surrender. I surrender.
And I accept your surrender.
Did they just show up at the end? That was easy.
A little lazy, if you ask me. I think I would have liked to see a little battle there. I mean, how did Stannis escape?
And who's this dickhead here that, like, tries to crawl away at the last second? Like, didn't he get the memo? Like, any time...
Fake dead, dude.
Yeah, exactly. You just hear him go,
looks like we're done here.
And then, so what you would do is fake dead, and then the guy will go away. No, it's just it's amateur hour.
I think that's Kevin of House Crowley.
This reminds me of, it seemed like he like just came in at the end and just started butchering the people. In the fighting pits when the old guy decides to go in there, and everyone's been fighting already for like 20 minutes, all killing each other, and then he just walks in and slaughters them all that
Cleans
was like a
house.
Week or two ago. Right. Yeah.
That dude is a badass, though.
Yeah, what's his name?
Not Bronn. What's his
the
name?
The old guy.
The guy that's like obsessed with Khaleesi.
I don't want to say it.
Do you know it?
Yeah, it's Jorah Mormont.
Yes, that is it.
Get those nerds there!
Fuck you guys. Hey, I'm holding this whole thing together here.
Let's go to this erotic adventure.
Yeah, so this is the Arya. She sneaks her way in, and this was one of the dudes on her list. I don't know this cat's name. But
her name is Arya.
Her name is... Yeah.
I just call her Eyebrows. The brow.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Does she have a unibrow?
She's just got something going on.
Bit of it. But yeah, this is one of the guys, and she sneaks into a brothel, and this guy's like, oh, I want a younger girl, I want a younger girl. Oh, right in the eye. Oh, you don't need that one either. Oh. Now this is this could be a bit unpopular to say, but I kind of felt bad for this dude, just the way he went out.
I don't understand why in movies they always like shove a rag in somebody's mouth so that you can't hear them, and the person never spits it out.
Yeah,
why is that?
He has bigger problems than that.
Like what?
He's like, ow, my eyes.
dirty rag in your mouth? Soiled rag?
Yeah, that's true. I bet.
Smells like oysters, clams, and cockles.
Oysters, clams, and cockles.
Yeah, that shit's not annoying at all. Cockney Westeros.
Oysters, clams, and cockles.
It's my favorite.
My ringtone.
Did you say cuckold?
Well, yeah, because
I... Isn't that somebody who likes watching someone else have sex with their wife?
Yes. Or...
Get those nerds! Nerds!
Thank you.
That's what the guy yells as he's banging your wife. what is a cuckold?
I think it's that.
No.
She's not selling those.
You know what? I'm going to look it up right now. Cuckold. All right, give me one.
Cuckold.
Cuckold.
Cockles, oysters, clams, and cuckolds.
It's the husband of an adulterous wife.
That.
Cuckold. Husband developing an erection.
But okay, what's a cockle?
Cuckold.
Google oysters, clams,
to make
and cuckolds.
Yeah, just Google oysters, clams, and
you looked that up pretty quick. Is that your homepage?
Yes. That's terrific Wi-Fi in here. Oysters, clams, and cuckolds. Oh, Jesus, that never gets old. Oh, God help us all. Hold on.
But I would like that. Oysters, clams, and cockles is my ringtone. Or.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
I'm going to have that playing in the background when I beat off.
Shame.
Yeah.
I want that when I get married. My bride walking down the aisle.
Shame.
Do you know who I am? I can't hear you.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
You know who I am. I'm Arya Stark. Do you know who you are?
My name is Mr. Bird.
You're no one. You're nothing.
Did you read the books or the comic books or something or no?
The comic books.
I don't know.
I read the first two. And then
I wrote my own third book, fan fiction.
Fan fiction. But it was a little different, yeah. They all got in a Toyota Celica and drove to Bonnaroo.
There's something I wanted to tell you. Something I should have told you long ago.
I know. About you and Mother. I think a part of me always knew. And I'm glad that you're my father.
Stella? Stella?
So,
he's Jamie in Dorne.
Jamie Lannister, whatever the hell his name is. Lefty, as yeah. I like to call him. His daughter says, I know you're my dad,
mm-hmm.
Not just my uncle.
A nice little moment there. He's like, oh boy, this is going to be great. I can't wait to, you know, be a dad. And then, you know.
Her genetics look pretty good, too, for somebody who's like literally... the offspring of brother and sister. I mean,
you'd think there'd be like a tail or something.
Right, or eyes
too
close
together. Or her
nose
would just start bleeding out of the two nostrils at the same time. Yeah.
Or like she'd have like, you know, some kind of...
Yeah, so do you think that was the poison or the product of incest?
It would have been a pretty coincidental if it was product of incest. But yeah, I think it was the three sexy sisters.
Do you think they would just turn the boat around, though? Like, they were literally, like, only maybe 200 yards off the coast.
Is her husband, is that prince on the boat, or they said they were going to send him in, like, 2 weeks or something?
Am I just making
that up? I don't know.
No, I thought he's with them.
He's on the boat?
I thought she's,
so
like,
isn't
thanks
isn't he just
for...
going to kill him in 2 seconds? Or is it their boat? It's the Dornish.
I don't know.
The Dornish. She doesn't look Druish.
We have to go home. Drogon, we need to return. My people need me.
No we go back to Khaleesi. Here she is with her dragon who saved her ass, and then she's like treating him like shit.
Yeah.
Like, come on, let's go.
I know you got stabbed by like a million spears and you saved my ass.
Oh, yeah. Kind of easy to take these dragons out. Not too scary.
Yeah.
A couple guys with spears.
Where are the other two, by the way? I forget.
They're chained in the basement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like behind the Christmas tree. Fucking wherever they are.
Yeah. Like, in a storage stuff with all our old stuff from college. Yeah. Behind a box.
The futon. Yeah. They're like...
That you swear she'll use again one day, Dad.
So then what happens here, though?
Don't throw it out. I want that N64.
Yeah.
She wanders off, like, looking for a private place to tinkle or something, and then all the Dothraki army shows up. Yeah, I forget. I mean,
I wasn't sure that was totally them. Yeah, she's just like, where are we?
Are they mad with her, though? I forget. I mean, for refresh my memory, because I forget when she left the Dothrakis and ended up with the Unsullieds.
They left her. They, like, after Khal Drogo died, like, they thought he was immortal. And they're like, oh, this dude died from, like, a staph infection? Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, that was kind of bullshit, by the way.
He was the most badass of everybody.
Right.
He was getting them amped for the fight when he was around the fire. Yeah. That was like the most badass thing ever. And I didn't even know what he was saying.
And he, like,
I was like
his
ready
toe
to kill somebody for him.
Yeah. Actually, well, he got stabbed.
Stubbed his toe.
And he flexed his muscle, which is never a good idea. And he's like, and then he ripped the guy's tongue out, from what I remember.
Man, and then he poured. He gave her brother. Remember when he gave her brother that golden helmet?
Crown for a king.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that golden shower. Yeah, for a golden shower. But I like the fact that the two dragons are in the basement.
Yeah. Like with all like the dining room table, like the middle piece, right, the leaf for when family comes over.
Yeah.
Like New Kids on the Block poster.
Yeah. All that stuff back there. All old baseball cards, pogs.
Right.
Two dragons.
Shame.
Oh, yeah. This was hot.
Shame.
I had heard, though, that's not really her.
It's a body double.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was pregnant. Yeah. I was kind of excited.
Oh,
about
she's preggers?
Yeah. So they had, you could tell in some of the shots it was like really bad, you know, compositing, but.
I wasn't looking at her head. If you could put a song to this, what song would it be? Besides. What would you have done if you were part of the crowd?
I probably would have done like the mocking, like, like rubbing your hands against your eyes. Cry. Cry, baby, cry.
Nice haircut.
Maybe the moment would have taken me, and I would have, you know, done a helicopter.
It's a helicopter out. The guy whips it out.
Yeah. Which is always fun.
I had heard that the casting call for that guy that flashes himself was pretty wacky. Look it up online.
Here he is. Dad?
Yeah, right? Yeah, my dad's an actor. He was in Game of Thrones.
So she finally makes it back to the castle.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you be like, motherfuckers, where were you?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You were waiting for me?
And why wouldn't they just take these guys
out? You know,
she did
say in that episode, though, when they took the queen, she's like, they have the higher power, the god or something. I figured that's the only defense that they're like, man, we're not going to do anything about it.
They did like a drone strike on them.
And then they introduce Master Blaster from
Road Warrior.
Yeah. He's got the mind of a child.
Is it that? I assume everybody's just
the mountain.
Yeah, the mountain.
Yeah, that's, it's that guy from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles who had the little brain in him.
Oh, Kang?
Kang, yeah.
Krang
or something like that. I don't know about you guys, but I'm glad that Sam got laid in the previous episode.
Where did the dog come from in that other episode? The wolf.
That's their dire wolf,
yeah,
right?
They all found him in like the first
episode.
He
lives in the wall?
Yeah.
He lives
on
top of the wall?
Yeah, it's like it's Jon Snow's pet.
Yeah. Is he always around?
Ghost.
Is he going to be around in about 2 minutes from now? Where was he? Taking a dump outside?
Yeah.
Dragging his ass around the carpet of the fucking wall?
He got into the chicken wings.
Lord Commander, it's one of the wildlings you brought back. Says he knows your Uncle Benjen.
Says he's still alive.
Perfect. He's a bit naive for his own good.
Said he was First Ranger. Said he knows where to find him.
Thank you, you little wiener.
Yep.
Sorry about your family.
Yeah. And here he comes. Oh, there's a cross? Traitor? Like, what does that mean?
Surprise!
Oh.
Oh, boy. For the watch.
For the watch. Oh. Oh.
For the watch!
English, motherfucker!
For the watch.
And here comes little Ollie.
Oh, poor Ollie.
I'm waiting!
Ollie!
Today, Junior!
Oh. You like that one, huh?
For the watch.
I think we should wrap this up. Yeah, this has been some very amazing analysis.
Unfortunately, we can't do another Game of Thrones podcast because it's over. So,
but, not True Detective.
But at least
starting.
People heard us talk about something else. Yeah, maybe True Detective. There's some other things I was thinking we should watch.
Yeah. And again, any ideas, you let us know. We can run with it.
Yeah. Hit us up. My name's Jim Cunningham. Email us. TheJinxPodcast@gmail.com.
@AOL.net.
Yeah.
I'm Kevin Crowley, and I'm the biggest nerd in the room, which has been thrown in my face constantly just because I have.
Get those nerds! Nerd!
And I am Scott Crawley. Thanks for tuning in. Let us know what you guys want to talk about. I'd love to hear it.
Looks like we're done here.
Later.
He's got the mind of a child.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical.
Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends.
Diabolical.
Oh, God help us all.